Today's episode is sponsored by Zen Coffee Company. Yay! Zen was founded by Abby and Ryan McClay, who you will get to meet today. We chat with Abby, but they opened their flagship location on 25th and Farnham in 2017 and now have expanded to three locations, one on 133rd and Center and a drive-thru on 102nd and Pacific next to Trader Joe's. They also have a soon-to-be fourth location in downtown Lincoln, but you'll be hearing more about that. Zen is known for their coffee and toast flights, but have a huge menu to fit anyone's preference. Go ahead and order online today. Get 15% off with code WHEEL. That's W-H-E-E-L. Thank you, Zen. Hey, welcome back to Where There's a Wheel, There's a Way. I am your host, Jill Dudzinski, and today we have the privilege of chatting with Abby McClay from Zen Coffee Company. She started and now has the company with her husband. We chat about positives and negatives of small business ownership. Love to hear her take on things, the creation of her brand, her growth, where she started after college, how flights, her coffee flights and toast flights changed the game in coffee in Omaha. And let's get into it. Here we go. Thanks for listening. Okay. Hello. Hi. Welcome back to Where There's a Wheel, There's a Way. Today we have Abby McClay here. Woo! She is the founder of Zen Coffee, and she brought us some goodies.
Yep.
My favorite. What did you bring me today?
That's a honey butter cold foam.
Honey butter cold foam.
You created it.
Well, I thought I loved the honey bee.
You do like the honey bee.
Oh, okay.
That's the original.
Okay.
That's like the honey bee 2.0.
Honey bee 2.0.
Yeah.
Love it. Fun. So we're here today. I want to hear about, because obviously we've known each other for 7 years, 6 years. Yep. And we met just doing both of our businesses. But I want to hear about how you were on the back end, like creating Zen Coffee. I want to talk about your growth. I want to talk about social media, any expansions you have, you know, just your goals.
For sure.
So you were working in corporate coffee.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Tell me about that.
So I was with a local corporate company. I originally started though way back when in college, like early college days at Starbucks. So, you know, I kind of like got my beginnings in coffee there, but then, you know, there was this local company. It was really big, you know, it was kind of cool then. I worked there just starting as a barista, moved up to like a manager in training, manager, then regional manager.
And how old were you at this time?
I was probably at that point, 27. So
okay.
I was done with college at that point, getting my master's.
In what?
Back then, psychology.
Ooh.
So it ended up turning into, okay, maybe I want to do coffee. I kind of like this.
Yeah.
And yeah, we ended up traveling out to Oregon, which is where we got married. And we had this little coffee shop and I just fell in love. And I was like at that point where I was like, I don't want to do corporate. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to do my own thing. I don't want to have like all of these rules and regulations and drama and just all of the things that come with that. And I saw this place and I was just like, I love this. Let me franchise. And they were like, yeah, we don't do that. You know, that's not really our thing, but we're starting this roastery. Do you want to hop in? So we were, I think, one of their first accounts, but, you know, over the years, you know, we've kind of stuck with that partnership and it's been just really good. You know, we love it. It's one of the only Guatemalan coffee beans that are in Omaha, which is kind of why there's such a distinct difference to our coffee opposed to a lot of the other locations.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
So you kind of fell in love with a product and then wanted to support and do your own thing with the product, kind of, which is different from a lot of other business owners, I feel like. I mean, maybe not, but.
You know, and it helped. You know, some of their vibe was very much like DIY, which was super cool back then. Like, do you remember when, I call it like farmhouse chic.
Mm-hmm.
It was like so in.
I feel like my house is like that still and I kind of hate it. But back when it happened,
it was like the cool, really cute thing.
Yeah.
That's kind of how Zen started, which was interesting because we've definitely like moved out of that now. It was very hard to change. So, kind of stuck with more of a modern look these days. But, you know, we build it all ourselves. Ryan had the building background, so he did most of that.
And Ryan, everybody, is her husband.
Yep. Yeah. My husband. Back then, just my BF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you started. Okay, so what year did you open Zen? How did you come up with the name and location, all of that?
So we opened in 2017, but I started the LLC on my birthday, my 30th birthday, September 2016. So
we were so close. Yeah. I did not realize that because I was looking back at our Instagram and I reached out to you May 2018. I did. Because I never know the year. Yeah. I'm like, when did we?
It was right before our one year.
Yes, because you were looking for vendors.
Yeah. And you were like, I'm running this event for you. Yeah.
No, I didn't.
You were like, this will be so cool. Like, let's just like change. I mean, it really changed the game. But that's another topic.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. You know. No, really. Like, it really started all of the events, I think, that happened in Omaha and really like paved the way. But
I love events. Yeah. They're a lot, but they're fun.
It's a lot.
And then when you first start, it's like, oh, that's great. That was easy. Yeah. But then you like want to get bigger and better. And then you're like, oh, fuck. This
and
is
like
a lot
now,
of work.
When you get too big, it's like you grow out of space. And then it's like people get pissed that like you have no room and we can't sit or, you know, whatever, which is probably a big reason why you guys do.
Mm-hmm. We move around a lot.
The big events. Anyways.
Okay, so how'd you come up with Zen Coffee Co?
Zen was more like, it was kind of a joke at the coffee shop I worked at where, you know, you'd get through a rush, there'd be like some chaos going on or whatever, and you're just like, I need some Zen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just need to chill. I need, you know, like a moment, a Zen moment. And it just kind of stuck. Like,
I love it.
Yeah. And it was always just this thing. It's like, okay, I need some Zen. A lot of people ask me like where that comes from just because, you know, I am into yoga. Mm-hmm. So they're always like, is it like a yogi thing? Mm-hmm. A lot of times my staff says that too. Like if they don't want to explain it, they're just like, oh yeah, she's a yogi.
Yeah.
It's like, you know,
like kind of, but not the full vibes.
But like, you know, so that's kind of where the name came from. The location is so random because we had initially looked out west, you know, I was in like the West Side area.
Yeah.
So I wanted something in there. I learned a lot about like Dunkin', for example. You can't open anything like near them. So there was
nothing by that one Dunkin'.
Yeah, the one
on Pacific.
Yes, 90th, I think.
Which
right?
is annoying and so stupid because anyway.
One day.
Yeah.
That project has taken forever. That was our original like goal. And they were like, I think they originally said 2024 and it's 2024 now.
Oh.
So.
Huh.
It's not even close, but I just happened to come across this building. It said Smoke Pit Barbecue. Like it was, there was no parking lot. There was nothing. And Ryan looked at it and he was like, no, absolutely not. He's
absolutely
like, we are not going down here. But you know, it was parking downtown, which was huge. Creighton was right around the corner. Mm-hmm. Central's right there. UNMC, all of these buildings all makes. And then it was also just like this heart of, you know, this neighborhood that actually my family had a printing company in.
Really?
And I was like right around the corner.
I didn't know that.
It was Yaffe Printing. But
do they still have it or no?
No, it's gone.
Oh, okay.
It's like an art studio now. Oh. It's super cool.
Awesome.
But yeah, so I knew like of that area because of that. And I was just like, I know this is up and coming. I know they're doing a lot of things. Let's try.
Yeah.
You know, so we started just the original location. Do you remember when it was just the one room?
Yeah,
before we expanded.
I do. I mean, when did you expand? How long was it just the original room?
I think we did the 1 year, and it was still the one.
Okay.
Right? And then right after that, we expanded into the room.
Because I don't think I had been, but you, at the time when I met you, were on some sort of board for, like, Farnham Hill, because the neighborhood was definitely up and coming.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it used to be called that or, like, it was rebranded as that, but I think Farnham Hill is, like, the cutest name ever.
It's rebranded. I think it was originally the quarters, and I feel like now they're two neighborhoods, which is
okay.
But legally, like as a citywide, like they have like this historical brand or tag or whatever, and that is Farnham Hills. So officially,
I think
now
it's cute.
Yeah,
I like it. And then your address changed too. I swear to God, because when I was doing your pop ups, it was like
230
South 100 or South 30 something. And then now it was like 2501 or what is your address?
2504.
2504 Farnham Street,
which
is easier.
South 25th. So the original building, the Smoke Pit Barbecue address is the 230. So when we first started, it was no big deal. But then when we started adding all the bays, he changed it to like four.
I see. And I like it better. Like I think it's
and
easy. 25th and Farnham.
Like,
you know,
legally,
where it is.
I think I asked like the mailman or something one time and they were just like, yeah, you can do whatever. Like, you register as both, so.
Huh.
Yeah, whatever.
Something. Yeah. You learn something new each day.
Yeah.
Okay, and isn't there a funny story about that barbecue pit?
Oh.
The billboard?
The billboard? Is it the billboard?
The heart? Didn't like...
Yes. There's so it was story. Originally, I thought you were going to ask about the strip club.
No, but I want, oh, the strip club. I also want to hear about that. Actually, let's start with that.
Okay. So there used to be a basement. And like when I first toured
at Zen?
Yep.
Well, like
it's
before
all
it was
filled
Zen.
Up, they filled it in. And when he was telling me, it's our landlord, was telling me they were filling it up, I had to go down. But it was really creepy. It was just like nasty.
Was it a strip club?
It used to be supposedly a strip club.
Oh,
yeah. So
that is so fun.
But that's just hearsay. But it's kind of funny. It was like they had like gambling and all of that down there. It was kind of like a speakeasy or something.
Oh, cool.
But the sign. So it used to say forever in blue jeans. And that was like an ode to from like the husband to the wife. It was super cute. We ended up actually finding out later on. I think it was the wife that died. Or maybe it was the husband.
It was in it, like, it was Omaha World Herald article.
Yeah.
They did an article on it.
Yeah. And so we ended up, like, FaceTiming them because it was, like, their kids or their grandkids came in. They're like, we need to come check it out. Aww. Give our parents or whichever parent a tour. And, like, I met them. And it was just, like, it was so it was wild.
So cute. So a spouse was dying and the other spouse put a billboard up because it was on their way to the hospital or something? Or
no,
what?
It's been there for, it was there for, like, 20 years. I think it was just their anniversary.
Why? Oh, like a gift.
Their song. So it's like it's a song.
Okay.
But
find yourself a man who will give you a
honky tonk.
What is it called? Billboard. My God.
Right. But the city didn't allow that. So technically, like, we are not allowed to have anything up there. No advertisements. It has to be like local art. Can't have any like political or any type of standpoint. It has to be like something advertising whatever is in the building, you know. And we've talked about a lot of things, but a guy, and he actually does a lot of our deliveries now, he just went up there one day, tagged the heart on it. And so anytime it gets tagged like graffiti or anything, he'll go back up, he'll fix it, and it's just like this little secret.
What?
Like,
okay, yeah. So will you explain the process of why it cannot be an advertisement because of where
it's just
at?
Something with the city, they're just like, you're not allowed.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you can't write Zen on it.
Yeah,
so he does it illegally.
Yes. Yep.
A little stinker bun. Yeah. We love him.
We love it. Yeah.
That's fun. Well, so you would just have a white billboard if not?
Pretty much.
That's lame as hell.
But if we get graffiti, they will call us immediately and be like, you need to cover that up.
When you're like, oh, I didn't do it.
It's like, well, city.
You pay for it then.
Yeah. You can do it.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
And I love with the Hella Ruby truck coming and doing pop-ups, I feel like, because my Creighton girlies are all down there.
Yep.
And then, okay, so... I also like we do Halloween. You have your
trunk
big Halloween.
Treat.
You've kind of pared down on events.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Because it was 2020.
Yeah.
So it was like really big for us to be able to do like the outside stuff, you know, because everyone could walk around, be distant. And then, you know, back then nobody did this. So like it was us and maybe a couple others. And you guys kind of pivoted into ALC.
Yeah.
And then we kind of like at that point, I think, just narrowed it down. I don't remember if junk stock was still or was a thing or if it maybe
just junk stock was the thing
during that time. But you know, just with like everyone doing it, it was kind of like, let's do just the community ones. So we do trunk or treat, spring fling. I think that's it anymore.
I also find with vendors, like the more you get, like sometimes the harder it is. Some of my best events are when it's like me and one other vendor.
It's hard. For free, like at least in our space, you know, because it's just like, here's something we're doing for our customers rather than like
trying to make a buck off of it.
And so
and that sounded negative, not to be negative, just
like if you're doing it as an event and you're like providing all of this, it makes sense. But for us, like, marketing's kind of minimal. It's just kind of like the big one is the trunk or treat though, because that's all for nonprofits. Yeah. We raise a lot
and
of
it's
money.
It's free for everyone.
Most years, last year was so cold. It was. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does. It's been, the weather's been, it's so hard for outdoor events. Like my anxiety with outdoor events. It's
I forgot
can't
about
even
that.
Look at the
was
weather.
Was that our birthday?
Oh.
The recent one?
Yeah. It was like,
what was it?
It was International Women's Day.
Yes.
Denny was doing the flower truck and you guys collabed and did like a card. Yep. Who was the card by?
It was Retro Pop.
Retro Pop.
She used to be a barista for us. She's super cute.
Really? Okay. Yeah. I need to reach out to her. I love her stuff.
She's adorable.
So that, and then a bouquet, and then a latte. Mm-hmm. And you like pre-ordered them.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the day came. Yeah. And
we wanted to do it for Valentine's. It was snowing. So bad.
Oh, you want to do it for Valentine's?
We wanted to. And it was just like our schedules and everything that we were doing was not linking up. Mm-hmm. And Deanie would like literally overpack herself. I know it. So mm-hmm. I was like, no, we're not doing this. A couple other shops ended up doing it. So it was kind of good that like.
Yeah, you waited.
Separated.
Yeah.
From that, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah. Oh, okay. So then how long were you into business when you decided you wanted to open your West location?
So it was actually, you know, and when I first went into this, I really had this thought that like, oh yeah, I'm going to open like one after the other. I really thought it would be that easy, and it's not. You know, when you're doing it on your own, it's a lot. And not
turns
to mention,
out those rules and regulations
River.
Were forced.
Yeah, yeah. I had River, and then I was pregnant with Cannon. And
so Abby has four kids.
Yep.
How old are they?
I have Sophia. She's 17. She works at Zen. Bella is 11. River is 6, and Cannon is 3.5. He'll be 4.
Okay.
In a couple weeks.
So your youngest and my oldest are similar. We've done mommy classes together too. For like twice.
Oh my gosh.
We're like, oh, can't go to this one. Oh, can't go to this one.
I mean, it was great, except for like ours just like ran around the whole time.
I know. Well, I feel like I know.
Yeah.
Lincoln's good.
Yeah.
Okay, back to what? Okay, so you decided, you're having babies at that time. Yeah.
Well, it was more like, okay, so COVID was happening and everything shut down downtown. And so everybody was working from home and they live out west. Mm-hmm. So it was like no one was coming downtown. We had started up like the drive up and
the
that
curbside,
was awesome,
which
was amazing.
Nice.
And we've kept that forever. But with that, it was like, I need something out west. Mm-hmm. You know, we had to make a decision of no longer working with our bakery partner. And so we were doing everything on our own. Oh. And that was just, you know, to like save money.
Yeah, wasn't Ryan doing a lot
of
it? Like,
so Ryan created all of it.
Early.
And we did it after hours. Like I would do the Pop-Tarts and like he would do, you know, everything else. And we would just do it in that little corner in the back of
Zen East.
Yeah.
Like behind that glass.
I love that you call it Zen East.
Well,
but yeah, behind the glass, like behind the where the pastries were. And so we were like, we need a kitchen. And so this coffee shop that was out there, she ended up closing and we just like jumped on it. I mean, harassed them 130 seconds.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Was it Whisk and something?
Whisk and Measure.
Yeah. Because they would do like cake classes there, I remember.
Yeah, so it was a bakery. It was a gluten-free bakery. But she had kind of another career going on and went into that, which I think was probably like amazing for her at that time, especially like cause she still caters and everything. It just worked, you know?
Yeah.
And then, so like, I was harassing this landlord. I'm like, I need
in. You don't
in.
Get
and
shit done like, without harassing people.
I know. And he's like, no. This is a bad time, you know? And I'm like, no, I need to reach these customers. Like, it has to happen. And we literally, like, I mean, it was a couple weeks maybe. Everything was pretty much in there. It took a while to get the machines. I think Ryan and I actually drove to Colorado, like, a weekend trip to get some of our, like, machines and stuff. And like, you know, this was when you're like fully masked and everything. It was like, you know, distancing and it was a wild time. But we got it up in like 2 weeks. Got that going. And then 3 or 4 months later we start flights. So
The flights. I love the flights.
Yeah.
To this day I feel like it's the coolest thing anyone's ever done.
It's been, you know, and it was actually Amy from Ageless who were like really tight.
Okay, so Ageless is Ageless Skin Co. She does Botox. I've gotten Botox from her.
And she does a lot of pop-ups with you guys.
Yeah, she does a lot of pop-ups. She's really sweet. Do you know she's actually my sister-in-law's cousin?
Really?
Yeah. Something weird.
We'll have to figure out this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's very sweet.
Yeah, we went to Westside together.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
And then, like, her husband, I've known forever. And,
fun.
We hang. But... So she had messaged me from Arizona and she's like, I'm at this place. It's so cool. They're doing these weird things called flights and you've got to do this with coffee. And
was it a coffee place that was doing it?
Yeah, I think it was like a little bakery or whatever. I had ordered all the stuff. It was ready to go. And then Omaha Food Lovers post like the same picture. Basically, it was like this place in Arizona is doing this. And I commented and I was like, we're rolling it out on Wednesday. And I
love that.
Literally, like the cups were not even the right size. We were so like bombarded. I think Lotus House of Yoga was doing a yoga event that morning and we were not expecting to be that busy and lines all the way around the building, like twice. I remember like
goosebumps.
Reviews.
That is so cool.
We have reviews of like people being like, there's women down dogging in front of us, like having our coffee. And I'm like, oh my God, like I didn't expect it at all. And so we were like just making do with like whatever cups we had.
Because how many flight boards did you have at the time?
Maybe like 30.
Okay, wow.
And so like we obviously had to do reservations and all of that. But okay.
So for whoever doesn't know, these flights are literally like, you know, you get a beer flight to try different beers. It's literally that for coffee. Does everyone do lattes? I do all the lattes.
Lattes, lemonades, teas.
Yeah. And it's just like a fun experience to do. You just like go. So then how long when you started, when you're like, holy shit, we have to do this for reservations?
Maybe like a week.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, it was like instantly. Hiring people on the spot. There were some girls where they'd literally walk in, and it was Megan and Sophie. Yeah. They were like the sweetest girls. And literally I was like, I'm just going to train you as we go. And don't look up, like, don't look at this chaos. I'm just going to teach you exactly what to do. And like, that's how they learned. It was literally
that's the best way to learn.
The madness.
Interview and, like, who needs one.
Yeah. And I was like,
you look nice and normal.
And they were like, yeah, okay, let's go. And wow. And it's so funny because like at that time we were all masked. And so like, I didn't know what any of these girls looked like.
Yeah.
And then when we finally like took them off, I was like, it was so surprising and shocking.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, I didn't know you looked
like that. And I felt like that with our pediatrician. I didn't see him without a mask forever. And I was like, oh, wow.
Like, wow, that's your face. You have a beard? What?
Yeah. No. That's funny.
But
wow. And flights are still a hit, right?
Yep.
So when did you start the Toast flights after doing the coffee ones?
Did we roll out Toast flights about the same time you and I did a collab?
Yeah. So then a while in, I was thinking, well, why don't I hop on this trend?
2019. It was 2021.
Was it? Yeah. Dude, I don't fucking know years.
After COVID, yeah.
So we were like, let's do a collab because I wanted to roll it like, oh, get a flight like with jewelry and like
the shirts,
claw clip.
We did. So cute.
Yes. Denny designed those. Did you know that?
No,
because that's when she was interning with me. Wow. So it said catch flights, not feelings.
Yeah.
So cute.
So cute.
Like we sold out of those pretty fast, didn't we?
Yeah, they were gone twice.
Yeah. We should do it again.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Yeah. We could just vamp it up somehow. Yeah. Different color.
Ooh, that gives me ideas. But all right.
Let's do it. Yeah. And then we just kind of launched. Oh, we launched the Toast with the Hello Ruby flights.
Because it originally was like on a square plate, I remember. And now we do it like on a long thing.
Yeah, which I love.
The toasts are insane because it's like
so. Can you tell us about your toast? And how do you figure out each toast?
Well, originally like the avocado was a thing. I don't know how like we got into adding all of the different things because I think it was just like our preference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pesto avo led into caprese. So we were like, we could do this with mozzarella, tomatoes, whatever. And that was really good. That's one of our most popular.
Okay, honey tell me about each one, like specifically.
Honey because bee I remember is, being like raw honey and cinnamon. That's my latte. It's made after the latte though. So it's peanut butter, bananas, honey, bee pollen, and then blueberry is what we have right now. That's goat cheese, blueberry.
That one.
It's
is
so good.
So
everyone loves
good.
That one. I got rid of it for a little bit and it was an uproar.
Oh, it's so good.
That has honey drizzle, walnuts. We have three avos, the classic. Everything has cream cheese.
Uh-huh.
And then pesto is pesto with, I like to mix both of those. Like, it's really good.
I don't think I've had the pesto one.
It's so good.
Yeah.
The lox is also huge. It's on an everything bagel, cream cheese, lox, capers. Like, that's it.
Mm.
And people go crazy over that one.
People love lox and capers.
My brother orders that almost every day.
Really?
I'm like, I can bring that to you. Like, I can deliver. And he's like, no. We'll teach you even, but no.
Yeah.
That one's big. I'm trying to think.
They're so good.
We always have like a seasonal, like peach. There's just like
Floridian
in the summer. It's like a Floridian waffle.
You talk about this so nonchalantly, and every single one, my mouth is like dropping at how cool they are. Like,
I don't know.
When I went and had flight toast, toast flight, I was literally like, these are insane. Like, they're so good.
So good.
They look so pretty. I feel so cool when I'm there.
It's just so much work. Like, I think from my end, and that's probably why, is like, I know what it's like to be in the kitchen and like busting my ass to like get all of those out really fast. Because that's the other thing, is like, you have to have that out. And like, same with the lattes. It's like latte art, get the toppings on there. And it's still like, you know, we usually want to have like drinks out in about 90 seconds. So to have those out, you know, it's like at least under 10.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise it's like.
But I think if you're just up front and say that, like, I think people are understanding, but also people are not.
But
I get that.
Yeah.
But Crazy. Yeah. Okay, so then West, and then tell me about the drive-through. So drive-through? She has a third location next to Trader Joe's.
Yep. One Pacific Place.
Yes. And how do you like the drive-through vibe?
It's interesting. You know, we went in, so that was a former Scooters. It was a lot of like, I mean, I had to fully
revamp.
Yes, yes. And so, you know, that was interesting. It's hard because you don't have that one-on-one personal like interaction. It's literally like a 30-second ordeal, you know, in the window. And it's like, I like it. I like that it's fast and that we can get it out. And it's a backup option for like those people who want that at Zen. But it is hard.
Which is always
like, how
me.
Do I connect to the people, you know?
Yeah.
I always see whenever I'm working, it's either you, Candace, like my hairstylist. It's so funny because I'll be like, just roll out of bed.
Yeah.
You know, because that's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, And I'll see like everyone I know, I swear.
Yeah. Well, it's fast. It's kind of nice.
It's so nice.
I feel like I have toting two kids in the back. I'm always drive through. So I do love that option.
It's definitely nice.
Also, Abby has partnered with us for a local collective and offers our members a nice little discount, which is so nice of you.
It's 20%?
I think it's 20. 20? Yeah. Which is good.
Yeah. And like people use it. They love it.
Good.
Which is awesome. Yeah. And that's just part of the membership.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. How is training different for drive-through versus normal?
It's interesting, you know, because it is a younger crowd. We do actually hire high schoolers at that one, which, I mean, we do at the others. I would just say that, like, the hours, the way it works is just kind of, like, you know, more fitting, I guess, later a little bit. It's interesting because we still, you know, we teach them the latte art. They just don't get the practice with it. And so, you know, they still make everything similarly. It's just not as
refined, detail
oriented. Yeah. You know, okay. They still do toasts. Everything's just like to go. Like our baker even like prepackages everything for them to hand out, you know, and have it ready. It's interesting. We have to have like delivery every night just to like have everything stocked for them every day. You know, but everything as far as the setup is pretty good. Like, they could go and work at any of the other locations and be fine.
That's
they
good.
Might die during, like, a flight rush.
Yeah.
But, you know,
they it's can good. Do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how did you go from Ryan and you making everything to you? Were you, like, interviewing bakeries? Do you have a variety of bakeries? Yeah. Like, how do you do that?
So it was just, you know, we went through a few, like, kind of like trial and error, I feel, because, you know, it was not only us building it. We had Rosie, who was baking. I was baking. Ryan was baking. Rosie was moving up through the business. So she's now our regional manager.
Oh.
But she baked through college. So she graduated and then kind of stepped up. But, you know, and it was like she wanted to grow. I wanted to grow. Ryan, you know, was kind of doing all of our warehousing and all of that. And so I think just like it was hard. You know, we finally found someone who just like solid, knew exactly like make it perfect every time, you know, had the perfect hours. I think that's the hardest thing is the hours.
Because they're like, late or early.
It's either late or early, yeah. And so, like, because when you have people running around through the kitchen, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, just, like, being able to, like, enjoy it and love it. You know, like, you are in a kitchen a lot of times. Like, you're also working with us who and we are just, like, crazy and, like, it's always a good time, in my opinion, but, you know, it is a lot. Like, the girls joke around, they, you know, mm-hmm. they mess around a little bit, you know, and just kind of, like, vibing with that a little bit. And Carrie, who we've had for a little bit over a year, she fits right in, which is nice.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And is she baking as well? Yep. Or
so okay. She does all of the baking. Rosie still does her oats, so she originally had Grizzly Oats, which was, like, the little... Yeah, do you remember that?
Oh, yes.
Okay. And so she still does that. We do like parfaits and things. Toasts are obviously big. We do all of that ourselves.
Okay.
But she does like scones, monkey bread, Pop-Tarts.
I don't bars. Think I've had the monkey bread.
It's so good. It's Pop-Tarts like a cinnamon roll with cream cheese frosting. Mm. Bruh. It's
Bruh.
So good.
Yeah.
It's so good. That and cheddar bacon scones. Those were like my pregnancy cravings.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
But I feel like you were consistent with the scones. So you guys were making them and then just now she is.
Yes.
Okay. So it's not like you
flipped
products.
That was like one thing Ryan would not let go, you know, because it was so hard. Like when we transitioned into baking, that was one thing, like even though we tried to pivot away from, our customers really wanted. And so it was like,
JK.
Okay, we've got to do it right. Because it's like the right amount of density and like softness.
And it's not like hard. Yeah, yeah. Like why are scones normally hard? I'm like, These are supposed to not be hard.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're never frozen.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Zen never freezes anything. Yeah.
Too fresh.
Cool. Yeah. So how many employees do you have?
I think we're at 35.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's wild. It's so,
so you have a, is besides you and Ryan, regional, is it Rosie, the regional manager? Yep.
And then we have three managers at each, over each location.
And are they all 40 hours a week full time?
I'd say about 35. Okay. I don't think anyone actually hits 40 besides like me, you know? And I mean, there's some weeks that they do, but I've been very solidly like, I'm not trying to like burn these people out, you know? And that was a big thing about leaving corporate in general was just like.
You felt burned out?
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm still burnt out, but you know, I've learned to like live through it. And I mean, a lot of that is, as you know, just like having kids and, you know, of all ages and just their lives, their schedules and work. So for me, you know, and I can figure out my balance, but it's also business is it's mine, you know, and I want to do it right. But for them, you know, they will work. There's like when we have Modern Market this summer, like they'll do extra. They'll do events and things like that. And they love to pick up the hours. But normally everyone solidly sits at 35. And
okay.
Then we have part time, like 20 or under. Yeah. We have weekend staff.
How are you doing training? I know you said during COVID it was like as you go, do you have like,
feel we have like a set system.
You do.
That's so good. Normally.
Because I don't have anything like that.
But then we also have like, we'll train other shops as well. So they'll come in and we'll kind of do that whole thing where it's like, this is how you do shots. This is how you do flavors. This is how you do.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Cool. So,
yeah.
I also want to touch on, now we've talked about all the positives.
Yeah.
I want to touch on the negatives. So like being a small business owner, you know, obviously you have flexibility, especially with, you know, your four kids.
Yeah.
And I've seen on social media that some things going around that's been happening to you. Do you want to talk about that at all? Or like, can I ask you questions about it?
Go ahead.
So you had some mean comments on your Zen Coffee Instagram.
Yeah.
When did that start? That was 2 years ago?
So it's been going on for like 2 years. You know, and here's the thing is like, it always happens to anybody. You know, like sometimes it's whether it's in the industry or just like, you know, could be like politically involved. It could be just anything, you know? And so like this one was a little directed, just a former employee who happened to be a friend, who just kind of created multiple pages that were just like fake.
So like she would create multiple Instagram names and then just comment mean shit about Zen.
Yeah. And still does.
Like personally directed to you.
Yeah, and like commented to former partners, friends, like anything they can. My husband, it's just like, you know, and that's the thing. It's like, for me, it's like, just kind of like a, not really like jealousy drawn, but you know, it's like in this industry, you just have to learn that like, especially as a small business owner and someone who is constantly just present in a lot of things, you know, like for us, for example, we work with a lot of people. I mean, we know all kinds of business owners. Right. We know a lot of people in Omaha and surrounding areas. And so it's like, when you get to that level of like knowing people, that many people, you know, it's bound to happen. You know, I feel like with this Zen grew and it was kind of like this negative, you know, like, oh, you have all of these followers now, you've changed, where it's like, technically that business, like Zen itself, it's not me, it's created by me.
Right.
But, you know, like my personal page, I have like, what, 200 followers or something, you know, and it's like totally different world. So it's like, you know, it's been an interesting just learning experience, I feel, and obviously like very.
And still going on, so it's still happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I also, when you talk about like knowing different people, it's so funny too, because I do think as small business owners, we all understand that and kind of have each other's backs. So it's like when it happens, you're like, no. Or like,
it's like, hey, I saw this, like, you need to take care of this right now. Or even with now, or vice versa, you know, like the gal who got messaged yesterday, you know, she sent me a message and it's like, same thing. If I ever saw something with her, it's like, hey, you got to deal with this, you know?
Right.
But it also happens with like, I think I can talk about Omaha Food Lovers, like that page, you know, people will go on there and they'll be like, oh my gosh, I tried this and it was terrible.
Yes.
You know, and it's like, you have no idea what's going on with someone's day. Like, you know, and that can happen on any review. So you always have to be just like cautious. Like, let's say you came in and someone's friend or like loved one died, you know, and they have like this mood or whatever, and like, you know, and they're trying to just work through it, and it's like, oh, that person was just like rotten to me. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you always have to think that
there's a human aspect to
everything. There's something behind, you know, just what you're seeing on the surface. And you know, I think I've learned through all of this is like, you always just have to kind of see beyond that, especially with reviews and things like that. Like, you know, when you're on Food Lovers, for example, and you see people like talking about that, it's like, but I haven't tried it, you know, like, and you might meet someone or get to know someone and have a completely different thought or view about that person than you even assumed.
Right.
You know, like, imagine if us just like meeting and you're a very like outgoing, like, we'll say whatever. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm kind of like, I'm like a little mouse. Like,
you're like,
you know?
Reserved.
Yeah.
Not and so reserved,
like, until you
quiet,
get to know, you know, like, imagine if like, I'm thinking about the time you met Ryan, but you know, like,
go ahead, tell it.
But, you know, like, if I had just assumed, you know, like, whatever, and not gotten to know you, like, imagine all the things we wouldn't have done together.
Basically, what she is saying is, I am terrible at first impressions. I was like, oh my gosh. Did I say I have a lady boner?
I have a lady boner. And Ryan was just like...
And your husband was like,
what?
Me?
I'm like, ooh. What did this girl just say? Like, does she always talk like that?
Literally,
but it's funny because
I'm
he's
terrible.
Gotten to know you, and like, even your husband even, and it's like kind of like... You know, I don't know. We got like really tight. Just, you know, it's like whenever we see each other, it's like, you know.
And it's also cool. Just like, you get it, you know?
Yeah. Which is fun.
It's funny too. And I've really been trying to work on my cussing because it just
so
comes
hard.
Out of me. But I blame
like
my dad.
Here,
dad, if
I can't
you're listening. Because I wasn't allowed to say anything.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't say crap. I couldn't say sucks, all of it. So then I got to college and I was like, fuck this, fuck that.
Yeah.
And now I just.
And then now, like, having kids, you're like.
I know.
Can't
it's
say
hard.
That.
I know.
Can't do that. I still.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. Like, Paxton's favorite word is butt crack. So.
And then you'll be like in the grocery store or something, and they're like walking down, and it's like. I can't think of anything. Well, I read Sophia would always call fire trucks fire fucks.
Oh really? You're like, oh, stop.
God. Don't do that.
If you're in the bathroom, a public bathroom, and they're like, "Are you pooping?" I'm
oh
like,
my god.
No.
I have a funny. I can share this publicly. I don't mind. I was in a dressing room with Sophia, and we were little, and I was wearing a thong, and she goes, "Mom, you have a wedgie. It's really in there," and like yelled it, and the whole dressing room was full. And I'm like, "This is my life."
You're like gosh,
but I created
it.
That because it's like.
Yeah.
That's how weird I am.
Right.
But like my kids were like,
feel comfortable
oh, you know,
to
I
say
can
that.
Say that, yeah. So that's a good
so
thing
funny.
Too.
Yeah.
Pax will always feel that way.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
So what do you see for Zen in the future?
A little bit of growth.
A little bit of growth. Little
so
bit of
we
lot of.
We are expanding out of the city. We just signed on Lincoln. So
we'll
be in downtown Lincoln.
Oh.
It'll be our biggest location ever. And
where at?
Yeah.
Can you say
13th and O.
13th and O.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The college crowd.
Yeah. So, I mean, and like even just being there, so many college kids are walking by.
Uh-huh.
So we're hoping to get a liquor license.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Which I don't know if we will expand that to Omaha yet. But, you know, we've done a few events with alcohol. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking like fly, you know, it'll be the whole thing. It'll be like.
What is on 13th and O? Help me picture it.
Brothers is next door. There's Jimmy John's. What is that big? Where they have shows.
Like in I don't know. I went to school there and
I know.
Literally don't remember anything.
But also like, yeah, see, that's the thing. It's like whenever I've been down there, now I'm like an adult. So
yeah.
But there's like a big like music venue right there.
Yes.
What is that called?
I don't
know.
But it's like kind of by campus,
right
but
there.
Not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, the thing is there's not any coffee shops really around there. So it's nice because it's like, you know, just kind of like
what coffee is there?
The Mill's down there.
Okay, the Mill. But that's 8th
and they've started
P,
there.
Right?
Yeah.
8th.
I remember.
It's
farther
east.
I don't
remember
exactly,
it's
but
a far
I
walk.
Drive there if I wanted to.
It's
like,
a far
by
walk.
By memory.
For
Reactors down there. I love them. They're
okay.
Really close to campus. Super cool people.
Okay.
So that'll be
what's
a little
in the
bit
union?
Farther.
Like the union on campus.
I don't know.
Do they have a coffee shop?
Probably Starbucks.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That makes sense.
I don't know.
Yeah. They do have Starbucks. A lot of them. But
not, I didn't drink
Scooters
coffee then.
Is probably down there.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would assume.
Probably. Yeah. That's so will it be a drive through? You say biggest location.
Not a drive through, but it is our biggest location. So we'll have booths, like tons of seating, places to plug in. We'll have a private room.
I'm excited. Like
meeting, yeah.
So what's the goal for opening for that?
Hopefully June. Now I say that.
Yeah.
Ryan is probably like
May.
Well, you know, he will. He really wants to have June. But no, he would probably say further out. It's just like getting things, you know, yeah. like construction stuff. But because he's doing that again.
Yeah. Oh, he's doing all yeah. of the construction.
There's a few things we're hiring out. Wallpaper. I will never do that again.
Oh my God.
Like we would have literally like if we ever do that again, we would divorce. Like,
okay.
Have you ever done wallpaper?
You need to listen to the last episode where Austin and I were talking about wallpapering the truck ceiling. And I literally said the exact same thing. I said, if you want a divorce, sure, go ahead and wallpaper together.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah,
awful.
It's awful.
Awful.
I was too busy listening to your other announcement, too.
What? Oh, the truck last season?
Yeah.
I know.
That was
I know. I'm sad. I was, like, thinking, okay, just to real quick, not to get off topic, but, like, I was, like, going to soft launch it because we were, like, decided that that's what it was going to be.
Yeah.
But like to say it out loud and like announce it is so scary and very sad and very bittersweet.
Yeah. And all of your like close people was like, did you see? Did you see?
Yeah.
You
know, no, like I had so many DMs. Yeah. And then it's like, well, I didn't want to like launch it on Instagram.
Yeah.
But then like so everyone was asking. Well. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, I need to just like post it. But I was in Nashville for market.
Yep.
Which is so
cute, by the way.
Oh my God. It was so fun. That. It was so fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I feel good about it. I've had a few people reach out to be like, well, are you selling? I'm like, well, maybe I will be selling.
Yeah.
So I just need to
hold on to it too. Like, why not?
I know.
It's your brand.
It's just like the inventory that, which I could just be done and then pick it back up in a few years. Yes.
Or just save the truck.
Yeah.
And like,
put it in a museum.
By then, like Omaha history.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is like that. You were the first fashion truck. Like you were. But not only that, like, you set the stage for so many different local fashion companies.
Oh,
where,
thank
like,
you. You know. I remember meeting Sass and Rose, maybe, Mauve, maybe at your events.
Mauve did their first, like, and they were in college when they did that. Do you remember? They did, like, that UNO program where they won the award.
Yes.
Which is kind of, like, what set the stage. And they were like, can we do a pop-up here? They might have actually been my first, like, pop up.
Yeah.
But I remember just being like, what is this?
Yeah.
You and I like had our first event.
What was the original girls? Okay. Alyssa.
Alyssa and I think they're still together.
No, but I think Alyssa Olivia, just does it now.
See, I know her from dance. So I'm thinking of all the dance girls. And I don't want to say the wrong names.
I don't remember because I saw them at market.
Olivia? Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. In Nashville?
No, like
Vegas?
Oh, forever ago when they were just starting when I was starting. Yeah.
She's really sweet, though.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Alyssa's so sweet. Yeah. She has a new location, too, in Legacy.
Right by us. Kind of.
Us, like where we live.
Live. Yeah.
Yes. I was like,
huh? Yeah, you're like, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. She just got a new location, really cute, too.
Which is good, I think.
Mm-hmm. And it's by Mesh, too. Yep. Mesh is great.
Yeah.
So what fun. What were we talking about before?
I don't remember.
The truck. Anyway, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it was if I announced it on
wallpaper.
Instagram.
We were talking
about
wallpaper. Yes. Yeah. And how that will cause divorces.
Yeah.
Moss wall.
So you're going to hire that out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But Ryan's like, we're going to do the moss wall. And like, okay, he eventually will like show the drawings. I think I posted on my personal page, but I don't have anything on Zen yet. This moss wall is going to be up high. And I'm like.
So it doesn't fall?
No. Like, I'm like, bro, I'm not doing it. And
how do you
like,
do
no,
a moss wall?
So we decided to do preserved rather than living because of the fact that everybody touches it. Mm-hmm. So it's not that, like, it falls apart. It's the fact that anyone who sees it wants to touch it so bad. If it was living, it'd all be dead, and it'd be, like, rotten and smelly and disgusting. So we have preserved. So it was living at one point. They preserved it kind of, like,
to dry it out.
That, like, it still has the density, like, the, I don't know.
I don't know shit about
softness, right? I don't know. But, yeah. And so we originally did that downtown. It's kind of like this fully white wall that we were like, we need to fill it.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up doing it at West, and that was even bigger because it was like all the way across the
above the
booths. Oh my God. And like seriously, like we glue that on, and like I just think about that and like my fingers were so burnt.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, from hot glue?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was bad. And then now we have like the Vesta board up there where it's like the interchanging board.
Have I love that. Is that cool? Smurl, the brand?
I think it's just Vesta board. I don't know.
But I saw it's a board, and you can do you type anything on it, mm-hmm. and then it changes. Yep. And I'm sure you can set it to how often you want it to change, and it goes.
It's like the sound. It's like the ASMR or whatever. So I saw that at Luminarium. Have you been there yet?
Yes, yeah. I saw it there too.
Yeah, it's huge. And I like that's how I saw it. And I was like, that is.
That's got to be a pretty penny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. A lot of people ask me about like getting that in their home. And I'm like, don't. Like you literally could find anything else to decorate your home with. Like,
yeah.
It's really cool in the business. Like, it's cool to see people turn around and be like, what is that? Mm-hmm. And like, if someone comes to visit, like I had a friend visiting from Thailand and like, I could say welcome to them when they walked in. Cute. And like engagements, we have tons of engagements that happen in our store. Birthdays, things like that, where it's like, congratulations, happy birthday. So cute. You know, and I love that.
But you have a lot of engagements?
Yes.
At East?
So many people meet at our stores. We had someone get married there.
What?
Yes.
What the frick?
That was really cool. She's really sweet. She's been one of our regulars forever. And actually, they got married and it was like a secret. But now they're like officially like did the whole family thing. But that was during COVID.
Oh, yeah.
And they did in the Zen room. Yeah, we've That's done some adorable. Wild things. We've had like mass. Mm-hmm. We've had like bachelorette parties, baby showers. I had someone blow up like one of those. You know the like poppers when you announce like the gender?
Yeah.
But it was powder and it went all over the white walls and I was like, I'm never doing this again.
Your cousin or Ryan's cousin that sings.
Mary Ruth, yeah.
Yeah. Shoot, that what event was that? That was so
that
fun.
That was Galentine's. Okay, so we do Galentine's also. I forget, we do our little things still.
Yeah.
But that was one where like it was so cute because it was all of like us girls, you know, mm-hmm. who like always do events together. And then Mary had Jen, I want to say she was a senior in high school when she did that. And so she was like, she went on to college for music. She's in California right now and like living it up.
Crazy.
She sings and like, you know, does so all of this cool stuff. Like, yeah. I love her life. I want to live it. It's so cool.
We were in Nashville and you know, they have you been to so Nashville?
Fun. Yeah.
That's why I'm like, that's what I was thinking about. I'm like, she needs to go there and sing at one of the places.
And like everyone, that's kind of like their thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if she'll do it.
But, that was fun. Yeah. Event. How did you and Ryan meet? And like when I met you in 2018, you guys were freshly dating or like you had been dating?
So I met him actually at his brother's wedding.
Which brother?
Michael, the little one.
Okay, I don't think I know him.
And then he's in the grade below me. But we had been friends forever. And so I had met him there and like we were just friends for a while. We didn't actually start dating probably for another like 6, maybe 12 months later, I was just getting out of my marriage,
okay.
you know? And so like, it was like, yeah, I'm not focusing on that kind of thing. And so it was interesting because we had started dating when he and I started building Zen. And so maybe we were together like a few months.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Maybe a little bit longer.
Because taking a leap to own a small business alone seems also very scary.
Yeah.
Like no salary.
Oh gosh.
You know?
And you know, at the time I didn't even like think about that.
Well, you're like, I'm going to make it work.
I was doing like side gigs. Like I did nails. I worked
What the hell?
Yeah. I'm actually very talented with that. Anytime. But so I was doing that for like extra cash. I was still kind of working like, oops, shouldn't have said that, but it's okay. You know, saving up money and whatever. And, you know, it was like, a leap of faith and you know like getting the loan and everything to like start out the business, that was a huge ordeal and like
scary.
Yeah. And I mean that was like on my conscience for so long, you know, which like, you know, I mean, you know how it is. But yeah, Ryan and I feel like we might have been dating a little bit longer than that because around the time that we were opening, I was pregnant with River, so
okay.
We were definitely together for a little bit. But at least when I made the LLC, we were, like, fresh still. So, like, eventually, you know, as things got more serious, you know, he was just the builder. He had a completely different job, like, doing that.
So he was building professionally.
Yes. And then when we, I want to say around when we expanded to West, we had really seriously, we're like, we're going to do this. We're going to make this like a legitimate, you know, this is our business. We're going to grow it. You know, because at that point, you know, it was like, you know, it's kind of like my thing, I guess. But, you know, really, he's been in the background of everything.
Yeah.
You know, from like designing, you know, to building to helping me
cooking,
figure
baking.
Out. Yeah, yeah. Figuring out all of those things, you know, and like the baking, like, you know, his family, we're both from big Italian families. His, though, like, they bake the huge, like, every family event. It's like they have all of the desserts, all of the pastries, all of the, like, amazing meals.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's fantastic. Like, I love it. But he has those skills. And so, like, I mean, he's literally like jack of all trades. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Like,
was it scary to talk about adding him, like doing it together?
A little bit, but also no. Like, we just kind of fell into it. You know, it was this big thing at the time, like being a women owned business, you know, especially starting. But it was like, you know, this is more than that. It's a family business.
Right. Your review. Can you please tell your review, that negative review that you got about
the baby? Oh my gosh, I can't believe you remember. I say we totally like missed that. We jumped right over to the harassment. So we had, River was probably like 3 months.
I don't remember.
He was like crawling. And someone wrote, they were like, the baristas have a baby together and they always bring it to work. And it's just so annoying and tacky. And I remember responding and being like,
family owned business.
You know, like, we welcome families here. It's just like a whole thing. And, you know, that was the thing. I think that's also what pivoted us from being just like student oriented to like, moms, bring your kids.
Right.
Because, I mean, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, having families, having people come in. I don't know. But, yeah.
I'm still wanting you to do something with...
I would love to.
A playground, kids. She knows what I'm about to say because I text her once a quarter.
I would love it. But then that one came out.
Which one?
Chirpies.
Oh,
Chirpies,
yeah. Chirpies is great. But it's in Papillion, dude.
Yeah.
We need a Zen...
You know me, I have to be like original. It has to be like an original thing. You know, I don't want to ever be mistaken for doing something that someone else is doing.
Well, I know. That's what's hard.
But future maybe.
Yeah. Like, let's go to Sweden. Have you seen all these cool things on TikTok in Sweden?
I'll go to Sweden with you.
Okay.
Let's go. Yeah.
I'm going to Austria next year. Do you want to go?
Yeah. For what?
My friend Monica lives there.
Yeah.
Temporarily. Her husband's a hockey player.
Okay.
And I'm just like on that side of TikTok and I'm kind of like, I hate America. Anyway, that's beyond.
I wish I understood TikTok more. I feel like that's where like our age gap really shows, is that like.
How old are you?
I'm 37.
Okay.
So I'm like.
I'm 34.
Yeah, but there is a difference. You're still under the 35 threshold, I feel. Like you like fit into like the TikTok era.
Yeah.
I just was on it in COVID and it never got off. Me? Like I don't know. Yeah.
So fucking funny.
It took me 3 hours to do a post about Canon baking. What was he baking? Banana bread.
Yeah, the more you do it, the easier it gets.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever do it again.
You're like, maybe not. I want to ask you round robin of favorites. Okay. Favorite drink of all time at Zen?
Honeybee.
Oh, same. Yeah. Favorite drink on your new spring menu?
Oh, the cotton candy cremosa. It's an Italian soda with like rose, toasted marshmallow, and white mocha. Everyone thinks I'm insane for loving this, but it's so
good. Is there cotton candy on top?
No, but summer menu, our College World Series menu has the cotton candy.
Oh, yeah.
So we can't like series. Cross
Fun.
Over. Fun,
love that. What has been your favorite event that you've done?
I want to say either our birthday or Trunk or Treat.
Trunk or Treat's good.
Yeah.
It's a fun good to
community
dress
up. Event. Yeah.
What's your favorite location?
Barnum.
The OG?
Yeah. Not only just because it's like home. But I just love the vibe of downtown.
Mm-hmm. Same.
You know, I love all the people though. I can't say that without being like, I love everyone who works at Zen. Truly. So there's no favorites
there.
There
was like a tough transition too. Wasn't there down there with just like the community or no?
Downtown?
Yeah. Was it just because it's up and coming?
Like,
do you have some issues or no?
No, it was hard. I think like when COVID, like coming back, because a lot of people were just like, not downtown, but I feel like, you know, it was more, that was more Blackstone.
Yeah.
Where it was like, Blackstone really set, you know, the stage for us to come in, you know?
Yeah. Which is totally true.
Midtown.
Yeah.
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 Same.
I have an event there Saturday.
I know you do.
Yeah. Yeah. She tried to book me again and I'm an idiot and did something wrong.
Wait, in May?
Yes. I already have it. I'll be at Ted and Wally's.
And I feel
downtown.
So bad because Deanie's like, let's do this date. I think
Did
it'll
you
work
just call her Deanie?
Yeah. What do you call her?
The flower truck?
Yeah.
It's Denny.
Denny? I've always called her Deanie. We just publicly put that up here. She has never told me.
Well, maybe you don't say her name to her face.
Maybe not. I'm going to call her out.
I'm dying. How long have you known her?
Forever. Bruh. She has never told me. She has let me do that to her face.
I'm dying.
I have to like text her right now.
I need to FaceTime her right now.
Like, girl, you've never corrected me.
Do you know Jenna's daughter's middle name is Denny?
Denny?
After Denny. Because she loved her name and like loved her.
Weird.
Uh-huh.
I am shook. Girl, you gotta stick up.
She used to have in her bio, Denny's like the restaurant. She must have taken it out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Favorite employee. No, I'm just kidding. Don't answer that.
Can't do that. Me.
Favorite thing about being a business owner?
Flexibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get overwhelmed?
Oh, yeah.
But like, how do you deal with that? Especially when then your husband has to do the opposite schedule of you for work, right? Yeah. Or like...
Not anymore. But back then, that was rough. But the reason why we did opposite was because of like the balance of it, I guess. Usually when I'm overwhelmed, he's overwhelmed. It's like we're both absolutely swamped. Mm-hmm. We just try not to. That's why we have so many people who do different things, whether it's like deliveries, warehouse, events, you know, like overseeing the managers.
Where's your warehouse?
It is like industrial area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anything fun? So they have the Zen cart, the coffee cart as well, but that's pretty newer.
So we're doing like upcoming events.
I was going to go into Modern Market, baby.
Yeah. So I think that's our first one.
Okay. And it's May 4th. It's literally coming up.
Yeah. That's the
I have to
one.
Do the permits. This is my note. Jill, if you're listening to this, figure out the permitting. Yeah. Okay. Got it. We need a sink or we need the water thing.
Oh, yeah.
I have that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Did you like your spot or should we move you?
As long as I have a tent.
Okay. So you got to borrow a tent.
Got so sunburnt last year.
Oh, she did.
Because we remember we like set up the
that
night before.
That was the Rosie?
That's the
Rosie. Oh, she was good too because the inspector Rosie. Was like.
Oh, she's amazing.
Yelling, she not yelling, everything. Like, stop making drinks. Yeah. And there was a line of 20 people. And she was like, thank you so much for your patience.
Yeah. She's so good.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, I was thinking we were going to like put her
back.
Like
Virgo, you know, like we're like the same person. Just like.
Yeah. Like your other half.
15 years apart or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So we might move you so her head's not in the sun. Or like
we'll have a canopy.
You have one or you want one
for
me?
Oh, I have one.
Oh, okay, great.
We'll figure it out.
Okay.
We'll just have it like planned.
So they'll be at Modern Market. Mm-hmm. Are you doing a full menu or
probably.
Just? Okay. Yeah baby.
Like the whole.
One time we just did the glass bottles of lattes, which we sold out of.
It was cool.
We did too much matcha.
When the cart was broken, we did that at another event and it was huge. But like, you know, everyone wants like options. And it's so funny. It'll be like blazing hot. And there will be some lady who wants a hot Americano or something. And you're like. All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, all right. You really want
who
that?
Who is your guy employee that was at Holiday Modern Market?
Christian.
Love him.
Yeah.
He's still with you, right?
He does all of our deliveries. Yeah. I knew his
he's
mom.
So
we
sweet.
Went to high school together. And so, like, that's how I found him. He started as a busser at like 15. And now he's like graduated and like moving on.
That's what's so hard to me that you have 35 people in staffing. Mm-hmm. Isn't that always a constant like rearrange?
Yes and no. Most of our staff, seeing this, I feel like very good about, is that we've had a lot of longevity. You know, longest Peyton was with us forever.
She had a baby. She had a second?
Second baby. Mm-hmm. And so she's on leave or, you know, like, we'll see, you know.
Yeah.
She's kind of doing her mom thing right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, that's
But that happened
thing.
Last time, right?
We have a
she
lot
thought
of,
she was done and then came back.
Yeah.
So.
We have another gal that's pregnant right now. We've had a lot of moms come in and out. Our last baker, she had a baby and so went on leave and had another baby, like came back, had another baby.
Yeah.
And so that was kind of how like we got into this new baker. But it's so cute and fun just because like we stay connected to everyone. Like even my very first employees, I'm still connected to in some way. And so we have a lot of longevity. And I think that's really just huge. You know,
Zen employees, sound off in the comments on why you love working for Zen.
You better say good things.
I'm interested. Yeah. It's probably because you don't overwork them.
Well, yeah.
Literally.
It's fun. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. We do a lot of really cool things. And I give them just, like, the freedom to events and things. Like,
and that's fun.
That's how events started in, like, the cart. They were like, why aren't we doing this? And then we did Martin Market with you. And then it was like, because originally, weren't we talking about just keeping it literally at your...
Yeah, I was like, can you just have a car? We've talked about five different things of things we wanted.
Yeah.
Which, why don't you do that? Okay. Do you need to?
I mean, no, I have a warehouse. But that's why we have the warehouse, really. That and like oat milk and cups and things. But
you know what else I've been thinking
syrups.
Of? What? Why don't we have you on for our rentals as an option? Okay, I'm adding you for a local collective. Because we rent out Suite One,
for
you
sure.
know?
Yeah.
So fun.
That would be so fun. Ooh, I need to talk to you about
that. Okay. Write it down.
Yeah, I will.
Future Jill, remember this.
Future us.
Yeah. Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Anything else you want to chat about or like bring up?
I don't know. The fact I forgot Denny's name.
That's the big takeaway.
It's
I can't believe
wild.
That. That's so funny.
It's okay.
But I feel like you were saying it normal the whole time. I would have picked up on it.
Maybe I just didn't know. And maybe like in my brain, I'm like, no. I'm going to ask her. She'll probably be like, you've had this right. You just fucked up on air.
On one.
That's how how it goes.
Austin's middle name is Dean.
Really?
Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, that's a cute name for a girl. Like Dean's, like her middle name.
Yeah.
Cute.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
My sister Kim always was like, name your daughter Hayden Dean.
You know what's funny is the connection I now have with your sisters.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
Jill's dad. I always call him Jill's dad.
Jill's dad. My dad.
Like, I've never been like, you know, like, hey, it's like, hey, Jill's dad.
Yeah.
And whenever I
he's like a silent supporter
like, hey, Jill's
too.
Friend.
He just like, I'm like, hey guys, he's come to this thing. And he just walks in and he's always like, comes an hour in, just like walks around,
I love
takes
when
it
he
in.
Does security.
Yeah.
And like he's standing there with his like checkbook.
Yeah.
And, like,
this little clipboard.
He's so sweet.
He's the best.
Yeah. He's the best.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. Anything else?
I don't know.
Nothing else. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate it. Thanks for the great partnership for Hello Ruby and the Local Collective.
Yes.
You're always so supportive of the community. Love you. Okay. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next time. Love you. Bye.
A Huda Media Production.